You're listening to SBS News.
It was a different day, but a similar agenda for day two of a NATO summit in Brussels, with controversy again swirling around comments by United States President Donald Trump. During a session with non-members Ukraine and Georgia, Mr. Trump, who arrived late, reportedly used his turn to again complain about countries' contributions to NATO defence. A day earlier, the president revealed he wanted nations to double their defence commitments, from the present target of 2% of gross domestic product to 4%. Playing peacemaker, NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg called a closed-door session the first in a decade, asking most officials and guests to leave while the leaders worked things out. Addressing a news conference later, the former Norwegian Premier says Mr. Trump made his feelings clear.
All allies have heard President Trump's message loud and clear. We understand that this American president is very serious about defense spending, and this is having a clear impact.
Mr. Trump reportedly threatened that if they did not agree to his demands, he would pull the United States out of the 29-member alliance altogether. Speaking at the summit's conclusion, President Trump gave himself credit for the achievements of the summit. He says his threat to pull the country out of NATO is unnecessary now.
I think I probably can, but that's unnecessary. And the people have stepped up today like they've never stepped up before. And remember the word, $33 billion more they're paying. And you'll hear that from the Secretary General in a little while. He thanked me, actually. He actually thanked me. And everybody in the room thanked me.
In contrast to Mr. Trump, though, several heads of state have downplayed suggestions of commitments being extended beyond the existing spending promises. French President Emmanuel Macron argued changing a recently approved 2019 budget was out of the question. And already facing domestic opposition over defence costs, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she detailed to Mr. Trump the already considerable work being done by the military alliance. Regarding any alleged guarantees, she kept quiet.
The American president demanded what has been discussed for months, that there is a change in the burden sharing, and we made it clear. Well, I've made it clear for myself, others have also made it clear that we are on that path and that this is in our own interest and that this will make us stronger altogether.
Her remarks came a day after President Trump accused Germany of being captive to Russia because of a massive gas pipeline project. But President Macron has urged the United States to remember the help NATO has given it in times past. He says NATO needs the United States, and the United States needs NATO.
President Trump also knows that the United States of America, as I said before, have been able to find NATO in the key moments of its history, have needed it, and I think that NATO is also a good thing for the US, not only because of the figures on paper, but because it's also one of the elements of this structure of security and stability that we have among transatlantic allies.
President Trump travelled to Britain after the summit to meet with that country's officials. Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.